Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm John Carpilio. As the official impeachment inquiry into President Trump gets underway, several members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation will play significant roles as the political drama unfolds. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins joins us from Washington. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi, John.
When it comes to the official inquiry, who are the members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation who are directly involved in that process?
Sure. So the impeachment inquiry involves a total of 6 congressional committees. These are the same committees that had been investigating a post-Mueller report, and they have now turned those investigations into this impeachment inquiry. And of those, House Ways and Means Chairman is Richard Neal, and on the Oversight Committee are Stephen Lynch and Ayanna Pressley, and on the Foreign Affairs Committee is Bill Keating.
So they'll all be taking part in these various hearings.
They will. And the first action we will see will be out of Oversight, which, along with Foreign Affairs, will be conducting the first subpoenas. We saw subpoenas go out for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We are expecting more to come fast and furiously as this investigation really ramps up, with an eye at moving before the Thanksgiving break.
Now, before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly announced that the House would open the official inquiry, the delegation covered both ends of the spectrum when it came to support for impeachment. Representative Ayanna Pressley was clearly in support, while Representative Richard Neal was hesitant to call for the hearings. What kind of dynamic can we expect now? Is anyone still hesitant?
No. As of now, the full Massachusetts delegation is on board with this inquiry. Congressman Neal's reluctance was notable, especially since he's the chairman of one of the key committees, Ways and Means, who is a part of this inquiry. There were reports last week that there may be another so-called whistleblower in the IRS involved in this quest to get the president's tax returns. So keep an eye on that. But Stephen Lynch was the last member of the Massachusetts delegation to fully back the impeachment inquiry. It really is like Democrats abroad, the broad group of Democrats, who the more moderate ones were slower to come on board. The more progressive members were quicker to embrace the inquiry.
Last week, Congressman Stephen Lynch said that this case with Ukraine is actually stronger than what was found in the Mueller report. And here's what he told us.
This is new. This is more powerful. I think it'll create a lot of angst in the Republican Senate. And I think that we have a chance to change some of those votes and actually win in the Senate.
Is the congressman correct? Is support weakening for the president among Senate Republicans?
Well, a lot of Senate Republicans were able to get out of town without fully saying exactly what they thought about this impeachment inquiry. But recent polls have shown a real change in public sentiment. The public seems to see these charges as related to the call with the Ukrainian president as very serious, and more people are in favor of an impeachment inquiry than they were before. And so those polls are something that Republicans certainly are keeping an eye on, even though that support is largely along partisan lines.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Kimberly Atkins, WBUR's Washington, D.C. correspondent. And you can sign up for Kimberly's weekly newsletter, Boston to the Beltway, at wbur.org/newsletters.